You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The England blind women's football team head to India in October to take part in the sport's World Championships. Joining me now from the Paralionesses is Selina Prieto. Selina, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi.
Well, it's a hugely exciting time for the team and only the second World Championships in the sport of women's blind football. How are you feeling ahead of the tournament?
I'm really looking forward to it. To be honest, it's going to be a great opportunity for us to show what we can do out there. This is the first time we're actually taking a full squad, and there's been players that haven't made the team, which just shows how much the sport has developed. So obviously the first World Championships was in 2023 in Birmingham, so our home games, which was really nice to have that home support. I was part of that team then, and it's great to be part of the team again, but it's going to be a different experience with it being in India, but hopefully a good one.
And you mentioned the tournament in 2023. What do you think that you learned and the side learned from the tournament in Birmingham?
We learned a lot, I think it's fair to say. We were very much a development squad back then. I'd literally only been on the England squad for a couple of months before I went there, but the other girls were still maybe only about a year into their footballing careers. So every game we played, we learned so much just to see how other countries like Japan and Argentina, how far ahead they were ahead of us at that time, and the level that we needed to get to be more competitive. And I feel like over the last couple of years, we've been very lucky with the support from VFA and the programme that we're on. I feel like we're definitely catching up to those countries now and are going to be very competitive with them in India.
And the England blind women's side was established in 2022. How do you think that the team has changed in the past 3 years?
I believe that the girls were quite a young squad, apart from me. So all the girls have matured and developed. I think they've started to understand what it means to be an elite athlete. And at first it was probably just fun for people to play football, but now they've got that hunger and thirst to want to do well and achieve well. So that's really good.
And speaking like this, Selina, listeners might expect for you to have been a footballer for your whole career, but for people not familiar with your story, how did you get started in blind football?
Yeah, so actually I didn't take up football, blind football, until the age of 34. So before playing football, I was a sprinter. Athletics was my first passion, and I went to the Commonwealth in 2014 in Glasgow. It was one of my biggest achievements. But I got a knee injury and I couldn't get back to the standard that I want to in athletics. And I saw that the FA were creating a women's blind football team, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity to try something new. It still involved running, just with a ball. And I'm really glad that I did switch over. Unfortunately, there aren't many blind football clubs in the country. I live in Leicester and my closest is West Brom. So I have to travel about an hour or so, depending on traffic, to go there. But West Brom are a great club and they've taught me so much and, you know, enabled me to obviously become good enough to join England.
And how hard was it to make that leap from athletics to blind football? Did you find that there were lots of transferable skills that you were able to bring across with you?
I think my determination of wanting to represent my country was probably my biggest motivation. And having that discipline of knowing what's needed to be an elite athlete. The thing that I did find difficult though was moving from an individual sport into a team sport. I think I still maybe struggle with that a little bit. I'm still about me, myself and I sometimes, and I need to remember it's not just about me in football. We you know, you win as a team and you lose as a team. It's not all just down to one person. So that's been a thing that I've had to get used to, but it's actually nice to have the friendships that I've built now with the other girls. I didn't expect that to happen, so that's been a pleasant surprise. So I've actually made friends out of my sport.
And what do you hope that taking part in these upcoming World Championships can do for the sport of women's blind football here in the UK?
Hopefully that we're going to, you know, inspire the next generation. I say I'm 37 years old. I want young girls to come through and kick me off the squad, which would be really nice. I think blind football is still not one of the more popular visually impaired sports. People seem to love goalball. I hope more people will want to try football. I mean, football's the biggest sport in the world. So why wouldn't you want to give it a go? It gives you so much in terms of confidence, that freedom of running around a pitch. You know, obviously I'm a guide dog owner, and walking with a guide dog gives you more freedom than walking with a cane. But what actually having that freedom on a pitch, your hands free, nothing that beats that adrenaline that it gives you. And yeah, hopefully others will hear about blind football, because I think we still need to spread the word that we are here, and maybe give it a go.
And what would you say to people listening who might be interested in trying blind football but haven't given it a go yet? Where's a good place to start?
So the best place to start, I guess, would be contacting the FA. We've got a great talent development programme. They've always got Have a Go days around the country that people can participate in. Obviously, there are also a couple of blind football clubs that are local, that might be local to people, where they can go and give it a go as well. And, you know, no one has to do football because they want to play for England. You can do it recreationally as well. But I mean, if you do want to play for England and have that aspiration, that's also great.
And for fans at home, what's the best way to follow along with the action and results from the tournament?
IPSA will be streaming all of our games on their YouTube channel, and obviously England's FA social media pages will be giving news reports and score updates as well.
Selena Prieto, we wish you and the England Women's Blind Football Team the very best of luck in this year's IPSA Women's Blind Football World Championship. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.